When calls grew to dismiss the controversial grant, Lincoln reportedly responded, "I can't spare this man. He fights." A ruthless determination consumed the president. With their defeat at Gettysburg, their East Coast blockaded, and their Western domain shrinking, it became evident that the rebels could not win the war, but they were not ready to lose it. The bloody conflict had gone on too long, Lincoln believed. It was time to force it to a close, but he saw little evidence that Meade, who seemed to be engaged in endless feints and maneuvers with Lee, shared his sense of urgency. The day after Grant arrived in Washington, Lincoln presided over a White House ceremony to present him his commission as a lieutenant general, replacing Halleck as general-in-chief of the Army. Halleck remained as Grant's Washington chief of staff, implementing his orders and tending to paperwork his new boss did not want to be bothered with. Though not disposed to do so at first, Grant decided to keep Meade as commander of the Army of the Potomac. But Grant would call the shots on where and when the Army fought. The West's three best generals now took over the war against the Confederacy. William Tecumseh Sherman made brigadier general after impressing Lincoln in the first Bull Run battle, and by leading a corps at Vicksburg, succeeding Grant as commander of the Western armies. Philip Henry Sheridan, a rough-edged general sporting always a pork pie hat and not averse to scorched earth tactics, came east to replace Pleasanton as leader of the cavalry. The day after his commissioning ceremony, Grant took the train in a blinding rainstorm to Meade's headquarters at Brandy Station, north of the Rapidan, where he remained through the night discussing past and future campaigns with the Potomac Army commander. Sharp sat in the background with other staffers as the two generals talked. Impressed, he wrote his Uncle Jansen with how very unostentatious the new general-in-chief appeared. Grant declined a special train to come down to Meade's headquarters, boarding instead the regular run. He also did not want a grand review of the troops and kicked over everyone's preparations to fed him and left unexpectedly the next morning, Sharp added in his letter. It was clear to the spymaster from the meetings he sat in on that Grant means to run the machine.